Welcome to the Babe, What Do You Know About podcast.
We're your hosts, husband and wife duo, Sam
and Taylor.
Air their grievances publicly for your entertainment.
Well, hi. I'm Taylor. This is Sam, my husband.
Hi.
And we are going to talk about a lot of different stuff. We wanted to do this podcast, or I wanted to do this podcast especially because Sam and I talk a lot about a lot of stuff. In fact, it's our favorite thing to do, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, especially when we're dating.
Right.
I think it was like our first official date or second date or something, and you came over and we spoke for like 9 hours straight.
Yeah, I left at 7 a.m.
That's all we did.
And we just talked.
Yeah, I just want my in-laws to know that's all we did.
It is all we did. Just talk and talk and talk. And it was actually shocking. And that's just never changed. So we talk a lot. It's our favorite thing to do. In fact, even still, like, we'll put our two kids to bed and then just sit on the couch just for a second is kind of what I assume it's going to be. We'll sit, chat about the day or whatever, and then go watch something. And often it's like 11 o'clock and we're like, should probably just go to bed at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we also like to read a lot. We like to know what's going on. And we also have often differing opinions on a lot of things. So I thought this would be a great way to kind of, I don't know, what's the word? Formalize, as you say, or...
Well, really what I'm looking for is validation.
From other people, from strangers.
Validation from other people to let me know that what I'm saying is correct.
I'm looking, ironically, for the exact same thing. So I don't think we're both going to get what we want. But isn't that marriage? Just kidding. No, it's not. But yeah, so... today I want to talk about corporal punishment.
Okay.
And I don't know why I'm so excited to talk about it.
I don't know either. Wow.
No, but what kind of brought it up, why I've been thinking about it, is because, believe it or not, in Missouri, there's a school district that announced that they are bringing back paddling in their schools. And so they are giving... like waivers or permission slips to parents that they can like opt in or opt out of physical punishment to correct behavior. It's been a very long time. And apparently the practice remains legal because of a U.S. Supreme Court decision that is like over 40 years old. And the ruling said that corporal punishment in public schools was constitutional, which means each state, you know, as is typical of the United States, can just make its own rules about physically disciplining students. So Sam and I grew up in South Africa, both of us, not together, but we each grew up there and then met here in the States, and the rest is history. But I grew up with corporal punishment. Did you?
I'd say somewhat, yeah. So, maybe corporal punishment in the home.
Yeah. Both, right?
Yeah. So I didn't really get a lot of physical, discipline, in schools in South Africa. So that was kind of done away with right before me. So I've heard a lot of stories. There was a lot of stories and there was still a lot of culture around it at school. Mm-hmm. So, you know, teachers, especially, I went to an all boys high school. And, like teachers would like feel comfortable throwing something at you, you know, or like whacking you with something, you know, if, cause I was, for the most part, a really good kid, but
is that true? Your face looks naughty just even saying that. So,
but, I was very cheeky, which is basically means that I was, very vocally disrespectful to teachers.
That's what cheeky means.
So, I loved making the other kids laugh and I loved, challenging the teachers. And so, yeah, I'd make fun of them and stuff like that. And so
that's a no-no in South Africa.
Yeah. So there'd be a lot of reaction. And so sometimes, you know, I'd get like kicked in the shin, or, you know, I had a teacher. So funny little story. I had a geography teacher, Mr. Owen. And so I have two older brothers, as you know,
mm-hmm.
and they went through Pansum Boys Ha before me.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother was in matric, which is the, you know, being a senior in high school when I came into the high school. And so all the teachers already knew about the Wilson boys before I even started. So
yeah, that's the curse of
yeah.
not being the first one in.
So Mr. Owen, he made me sit literally, he put my desk in front of his desk because he just knew from the start. So
he didn't even know you, but he just assumed.
He just knew. So from the start, and so he even warned me, he's like, you know, if you ever, you know, get out of line and misbehave, you'd kick my shins. And that's still
like through his desk to your desk.
Yeah, like we're sitting right now, like
you're just gonna
like a wham.
Oh my gosh.
And that happened a few times, but it was worth it.
What was worth it?
The comments were worth it. But honestly, like, so I never got caned or paddled or anything official. So I can't speak to that. At home, I did it probably until I was like maybe 11. But it wasn't never like a, hey, let me go get the belt kind of thing.
So what was it?
So, hidings were, hidings were dished out mainly by my dad, and it was more of an emotional punishment than a physical one.
Right. It's embarrassing.
Well, yeah. So, you know, you do something naughty and then he would find out, and he had a whole philosophy around this, which is he didn't ever want to hit us while upset. So
a lot of thought went into this.
No, you know my dad.
Yes, that's true.
He really thinks hard about these things everything. So anyway, so he would, you know, he would say, go to the bathroom, and you knew that.
Is that just like universal? Well, universal to South Africa, which is not universal, but is that just like the bathroom is just like the be all and it's the dungeon of punishment?
It is the punishment room. So you go to the bathroom and then he'd make you sit and wait in the bathroom by yourself, door closed for like
indefinite period of time, right?
I was a child, so it probably felt like hours, but probably like 5 minutes. And then he'd come in and he'd talk quietly and he would say and explain why
I'm in trouble.
And so you've got all this anxiety and all this like, what is actually going to happen? I don't know. Because the actual hiding wasn't bad. So he would then
He didn't hit you very hard.
No. But so he'd then say, you know, bend over the tub, because we're probably small little kids, you know, so bend over the tub and then whack with the hand. So, and he would always tell you, he's like, you know why I'm hitting you with my hand? He's like, so I will feel the pain too. So anyway, so it wasn't just like
to make you feel like he's a little bit on your side. This hurts me to hurt you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it wasn't necessary that we got corporal punishment, like, hey, oh, you did something wrong, whack, here we go. It was like it was I think way more like emotionally, oh my gosh, I'm in trouble moments, less about that you're getting smacked. So because when you hit a certain age, like getting smacked didn't feel like anything, you know, you've got brothers, you play sports, you know fall down and stuff, so actually it didn't you know hurt in terms of physically, but the whole ritual around it was definitely scary.
as a kid
I think the reason why it you know the parents stop with it is that as you become a teenager, that sort of ritual doesn't work anymore, you know, that sort of like
not really, right?
Yeah, you're just like, okay, cool, yeah, I'll sit here and listen to this. And but yeah, it worked as a kid.
I mean, I had a similar, obviously, I mean, this sounds very close to, and our ritual evolved over time. I'm one of five kids. I will say that my parents both gave us hidings. It wasn't really primarily one or the other. They actually both, like, it was whoever was there, I guess, dealing with us at the time. And it was not as rich. It wasn't as consistent that, okay, first you're going to, like, sometimes it was in the moment, like, I think I might die. My mom's angry. And right there in like that angry moment, or you're getting like wrecked. But looking back, it wasn't, again, same thing. It wasn't that pain, but like that initial sting, right? But beyond that, it wasn't too bad. I will say the ritual, my parents had this thing, and I don't know, like being in the bathroom was part of the punishment. And my parents would frequently forget that we were in there. But if we asked if we could come out yet, then they'd say, oh, because you're nagging me about it, you have to stay in longer. So like, and they would forget that we were in there. So it's either you're going to stay in there longer because they've forgotten, or you're going to remind them and stay there anyway. It was just like horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would hugely get a talking to. It eventually evolved to the point where there were so many of us, my dad would have us stand in like a defendant, kind of plaintiff. He would call it court as the judge. And if you were involved in the case, you know you were getting at least one hiding. So if you're even involved, like if there's even an accusation or something, you're involved. We'd each make our case. That's how he'd probably get to the bottom of what's going on without us all talking over each other. And he would sentence us to a certain amount of hidings, depending on what he determined our involvement in the issue was. And then we'd line up. He'd have us bend over his lap. And he would take his sweet time too. He would like rub your butt a little bit, like to like prime you or something. Just to, again, it's that embarrassment. It's just like, oh gosh, just lying here bent over, just waiting, and just he wouldn't. Yeah. So
is this where your love of law came about, you think?
No,
this trauma.
It felt very.
Are we unpacking something that?
You know, maybe I would have thought it would have had the opposite. Maybe it's like this is properly how it should be, because it just felt unjust every time. I'd be like, I was always a defendant pretty much every time. My siblings would like to gang up on me, and I was just like, this isn't even right. I would often be sentenced to a little bit more. Part of that as well, same thing. I'd be a bit cheeky in the case, in the court case and stuff. But yeah, my mom for a minute tried using a wooden spoon because someone told her that you shouldn't discipline with the same hands that you love with.
Well, I mean, that could be true.
I was like, when she told us that, I was like, whoever that woman is, I hate her because the spoon is obviously a lot more painful. But that only lasted for like a week. And then she was like, no.
Yeah.
Went back to the hands.
Well, what about this new, like this, reading this news article made you want to have this be like our first topic? What was it? Is it jarring? Is it shocking? Is it surprising? What interests you so much about this?
Well, I have my opinions on it, and I want to ask you yours first, on a bunch of things. Like, you can look at it on like, is it effective even? Is it right? How do you make sure that this is always done in a way that is not abusive, I guess.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. In preparation for this, while you were introducing the podcast, I Googled benefits of corporal punishment.
Benefits of, that's what you Googled?
And
Child Protective Services is flagging you right now.
So according to www.procon.org, and this is just, again, that like I'm still on the Google search, so I don't have the whole article. But
do you have any idea when this is published?
No, I have no clue about any information. This is just the first thing that pops up when you type in benefits of corporal punishment. So it says, corporal punishment sets clear boundaries and motivates children to behave in school. Children are better able to make decisions about their behavior, exercise self-control, and be accountable for their actions when they understand the, and I'm assuming is consequences is the last word, but it's, I'd have to click on the link, and I mean, it seems like a lot of work. So my actual opinion, I don't know if that's necessarily true. So I've got mixed feelings on the whole thing. I think corporal punishment can be very bad, and it can be abusive, and it can be abused very easily. I also think that traditional punishments that we use now can be ineffective, and also depending on what's done, it can be emotionally scarring. I feel like The science on this is always evolving. I mean, I'm trying to remember where I read it, probably on the internet somewhere the other day, that timeouts are apparently emotionally scarring to children.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
It's not a thing anymore.
Like, you didn't know that?
Well, I do. Well, now. According to that article. But yeah, I mean, obviously we don't use timeouts. We're still trying to figure.
I mean, yeah, our kids too. So we're not like quite to the very parenty stage of parenting yet.
No, so we're gonna. I guess we'll figure it out as we go. The plan is obviously not to.
First, do no harm.
First, do no harm. Yeah. So, like, what is the answer? I don't know.
Your opinion on it though.
Yeah, like. my opinion on it is that it's probably situational. It can be individualistic, and if I think in terms of corporate punishment, I think you probably could have some level of corporate punishment and have it be effective. Depending on the child, depending on the like the, you know, it could depend on the culture, you know, like it, there's so many different variables here that I don't have a strong opinion one way or the other. I do have a strong opinion on that, like I was saying earlier, corporal punishment can be abusive, mm-hmm. and just the fact that it can be abused. But yeah, I maybe you could try convince me one way or another. Like, I obviously don't plan on corporal punishment for our kids.
Right. Well, why? Then, if you don't have a strong opinion either way, why do you say that then?
So corporal punishment as in the home.
Yeah.
And I feel like because I have more time, bandwidth, and resources to try and get the results that I would hope, like the guidance and the, you know, the type of punishments and it's less about punishments. So I mean, you're obviously seeing me how I deal with Ella typically.
It's more consequences, right?
Yeah, it's less about like getting mad and punishing her rather than trying to educate her. That's my hope. I'm trying to educate through my behavior, so I try really hard to, like, even if it's a rough day or things are, you know, just hard in general, that when I'm interacting with her, my interaction seems like I'm excited, I'm happy to be around her. Like, that's what I'm hoping for. And then when she misbehaves, it's again trying to express to her that, like, you know, this makes me sad, that's hurtful, please don't do that. But at the same time, you can't just, you know, there's a line between that and, I don't know if you've, you know, the memes about the moms, like, don't do that, Cody, you know, like,
yeah, like, just
like, their kids not going to understand that.
No, yeah.
So it's like, how do you cross that bridge to get them to understand? Like, one of the dumb things that I do that is effective right now is I'm literally
snapping at her
snap at her face because she's a child, and she when she's freaking out, she literally can't
very
hear me.
Tantrum-y, yeah.
Yeah, she can't hear me, she can't do anything. So I'll try click to see if I can get her to pay attention, because I know as soon as she's looking at me and she's listening, we start getting improvement, we start getting changes. Or, you know, one of our fail safes is I'll literally pick her up and me and her will spin around together. We'll just start spinning because I'm trying to get her brain out of that whatever the craziness
cycle.
Is
cycle. Mm-hmm.
And I can't talk or reason with a 2.5-year-old that's in that sort of a state. There's no chance. So yeah, would spinning a child be considered corporal punishment?
No. In fact, she.
But there is a. But the psychology is that I'm doing something physical to get them to, you know, change the status of her thoughts and behavior.
Yeah. So my opinion on it is that corporal punishment, and this is probably why most people have done it or do it, is effective short term, meaning a behavior that's happening right now, and it's a punishment right now that will get them to stop that. But it's not effective long term. It doesn't. I mean, think about it. How many times did you get a hiding for the same thing?
I honestly don't remember.
You're that old, huh? No, I mean, for me, it was like constant, right? It was the same problem, and it's because that kind of punishment didn't actually change how I thought about anything. To be honest, the only thing it taught me was how to hide stuff from my parents more effectively, so that I wouldn't be punished, instead of like actually thinking through something and associating like a negative outcome with some a decision that I made. It's, I think part of that is because it's happening to me. It's like their choice that is punishing me. And it's very easy to feel like, especially as a kid, like they're unfair. They're the enemy now. Instead of being like, oh, I threw a toy and broke a window. And now I have to, I don't know, fix it or pay for it. Like that's a natural consequence that's going to make me think twice again about doing that again. But someone just giving me a hiding is like, I made an accident or I made a mistake and now they've just decided this is what's going to happen to me, I guess.
So in the home, obviously it makes so much sense that corporal punishment is not really effective,
the
most effective parenting style. But what about in the school system here where there's an opt-in system? Like, what do you see as the negatives of it?
Oh, I mean, so much. I mean, how do you set consistent guidelines that you know will be followed as far as like the amount of force that someone uses on a child and the body type of the child and how it will react to them? And I think that there can be like grooming issues where if you're like, you know, you have an adult that is touching you physically in a way that like isn't typically appropriate. Like it's not typically okay for another person to hit you, right? But then these kids' brains, I think you can get into a mindset of like, but I guess sometimes it is. And then that can translate into like future relationships, I think, where you're like, sometimes this is okay. Sometimes it's the best way. So maybe it's okay for me to do it or for someone to do it to me, because then it's confusing. Is it okay for someone to hit me or is it not? Is it okay for me to hit other people or is it not?
That's a really good point. What if, and again, this is a,
no,
this is,
me.
This is a crazy scenario. What if the corporal punishment is handed out by a robot? So you take out these other like potential consequences of, and this is just a thought experiment.
Yeah, yeah.
This will never happen. There's not going to be a corporal punishment robot.
A robot.
Although if corporal punishment comes back, that's a business idea right there.
TM.
Yeah, exactly. So here's the thought experiment, right? There's all of these negative consequences that you kind of like go down. You can go down a rabbit hole on one side of like because of the interpersonal relationship. But what if it's like kid does something wrong or bad to a certain extent, and then it's like, all right, push a button, you get spanked, and you know that the spanking happens at the exact same, you know, velocity. And
so you would just, this robot does it exactly the same to every kid.
Sure.
That's the problem. What about the skinny ass kid who like they are bones, and then the kid who doesn't feel anything because they got a lot of meat on him? Like it's never going to be, I don't think there's ever a way to make sure that for each child, they're in a safe, a for sure, 100% guaranteed safe situation with being, like the point of paddling is to inflict pain to signal to a brain that something.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Mm-hmm. So the point is to inflict pain. But I don't know. Does that make sense? I just don't think there's a way to guarantee that it's done safely for every child.
Totally makes sense. So let's then take that and just say, hey, it's wrong. What's the alternative, and how is it better than corporal punishment?
I just want to complain about problems. Don't make me solve problems. Let me think about that. That's a good question, actually. I mean, clearly there's a lot of more effective ways, I think, to do this. So it's not that this is, I mean, there's a reason this hasn't been done in like over 20 years anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Why it's resurging now, I don't know. Maybe people think like the kids are, it sounds like some old codger was like, the kids these days are too soft and I'm tough because I was beat up as a kid. Like they just want to impose that.
What if that was true, though?
What if what was true?
That the kids are too soft these days. Worms, if that that's the overall, there's not a net positive from it.
I guess, what does that even mean? Like a kid being too soft. Yeah. I think, okay, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go. This seems you got a thought, yeah.
I think there's a difference between being like, irresponsible. So I do think that a lot of kids these days like don't have, they don't, they get, are saved a lot from consequences of negative actions that they take. They are not learning very quickly that like actions or decisions that I make like do have consequences and that I am going to be held responsible mm-hmm. for them. So I do think that's a bit, and that then I think then you want to make sure that a system is helping them to learn that. I don't think like you can be too soft by being too emotional or something like that. But I do think it's important for kids to learn to respect people. And this isn't, I'm going to sound like such a, I don't know, millennial probably, but like, I don't think someone deserves respect just because they're older than you or just because they're an adult. But I do think that typically teachers do deserve respect because they're professionals. They're in a career to help you learn. Most of them are getting paid like nothing to do it. And they put in a lot. I mean, my mom's a teacher, so they put in so much hours of just, they do a lot for the most part. And so I think it's just how to help kids to see that the teachers deserve their respect, even if they don't love them for whatever reason. I do think that something, teachers don't have a lot of power to control consequences in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And actually when I moved here, cause I actually did have corporal punishment in school as well, which is funny cause I'm younger than you, but I had it.
We were just so progressive in Durban.
Gosh. Durbanites. I feel like you're going to squeeze like Durban into every conversation we have. I'm from Durban, so here in Durban we do.
Honestly, apartheid ended, I think, like a decade sooner in Durban than you know.
Culturally, you mean? Google it.
I'm saying that kiddingly. It's a lot more complicated than that. But yeah. Durban really is significantly better than the rest of South Africa. Go on.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we'll leave it there. But I did have it. Like, I remember even in grade like one, I actually remember distinctly in grade one, my teacher, Mrs. Beckett, she was also the like head teacher of the grade. And we would all go out for a break or lunch or whatever to play out on the playground. And if you got into trouble throughout that hour for doing something, then at the end of break time, everyone lines up in their classes to walk back to classes together. And while everyone was lined up, the five kids or whatever that day that did something had to go and stand up in front of everyone. And she would turn them around and give them a hiding on each butt cheek specifically. So two at least. And hard, like she, like her whole body was like shaking. She would like grasp their shoulder to get herself some leverage. And she would do like each butt cheek and she would just go in a line. And not only was it happening, but like everyone else in the, like from grade one to grade probably four is standing there watching just in terror, just grateful it wasn't you that day. And then, well, I guess we all just walked down back to the classes together. And so, like I had that, and then I moved to the States and I was like, oh my gosh, like this is going to be amazing. Like I don't have to wear a uniform. The teachers aren't going to do anything crazy like that. And I remember sitting in a music class, which I didn't even have. I mean, that's the first for me, is sitting in a music class. And this one kid was being such an asshole to this teacher. And I don't know if she actually was as old as she seemed like she was in her 60s or something. And she was just like clearly like so tired. And this became like a daily thing. This kid was just horrible to her. I didn't get to learn anything. And I just sit there being like, why am I even here? Because all I have to do is watch these two people going at it. And we're not actually learning anything. And it's so frustrating. I was like, bring back. Like he just needs to be hit. Like I remember feeling that way. Like he just needs to get, you know, paddled, so to speak, and maybe he'll shut up so we can just learn something. So I remember feeling frustrated, surprisingly. So like there's the two extremes. I don't know. I mean, what do you think? Like what, if you couldn't choose one of those options, right? Where like teachers can't really do anything and the kids can just be an asshole if they want to be an asshole, or like paddling kids, like what do you think?
I think in a perfect world where you have kids that behave generally well, then corporal punishment isn't necessary. But if, I mean, there obviously are results from it. I mean, think about culturally, South Africans will be, they'll be a lot more respectful in situations like that.
Very deferential to teachers too. Mm-hmm. Like your teacher says something like,
yeah, I mean, a teacher comes into the room, and like another teacher, like just to, you know, give the other teacher something, or the principal walks in.
You greet them.
Everyone stops what they're doing. We all stand up, and there's a formal greeting, and then we sit back down. It's like, it's a whole thing. So I think there's some merit to it. I really do. And do you feel traumatized from the corporal punishment you received at school, like when you became an adult?
I was like a bit of a suck up, so not really, because I didn't face it personally too much. But I do feel like any respect that I gave teachers was fear-based, so it wasn't actually true respect. And then I think probably I struggled a little bit with that, like maybe that's why I struggled so much as a teenager to like want to give adults, other adults, even my parents, like respect, is because I just was like forced to give adults respect my whole childhood. I don't know. Mm. So not really traumatized, but I don't think it really taught me what they wanted it to teach me. Like, again, it changes the behavior in the moment, but does it actually help change or educate the child? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not. But if you're in a group situation where you like you're saying, you didn't even get to really have a good class experience because there's misbehaving kids. I mean, that's one of the, I guess, the benefits of having immediate punishment is that it's like instant. And so that there is like an environment for learning and paying attention and focus, so that the group can, that is behaving, is getting a good education.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said of like protecting the experience of all the kids. I'm actually just thinking about this now. So I obviously, like, I'm trained at like being a trainer. Like, that's a lot of my professional life has been like some level of corporate training. And I was just thinking, I supervised a bunch of teachers who were teaching a group of adults. I mean, everyone involved in the teaching situations were adults and young adults, like 18, 19 year olds, but still, I was just remembering, like, what did we do when one of the young adults in the classroom decided to be an asshole or hit just him. Wouldn't, I wish. No, I would tell my teachers, like, tell them to get out until they're ready to come in to learn. If you come into the classroom, you're coming in to learn. And if you don't want to learn, then go do that somewhere else. And that's what I would have them do. Obviously it wasn't, I think there's like maybe that's not going to work perfectly for everyone. Maybe that's like, for some kids, it's going to give them exactly what they want, which is to not be in school. But at the same time, like in the long run, it is natural consequences for disrupting or not being there prepared to learn, is that you're then not going to learn and you don't get the opportunity. And it's there anytime you want to pick it back up. The moment you want to learn and like buckle down and do it, you're welcome back in, but not welcome in the classroom while you're being that way.
Yeah. So many of the consequence and other training techniques that you're talking about work so well on adults or kids that are
maybe high school age
that are willing to listen and that you can reason with. Mm. It's just so hard to implement these things with, you know, anyone 16 and younger. It's so hard to. So again, I'm not promoting corporal punishments. I don't have a strong enough opinion on it because, you know, again, I wasn't traumatized by it. I saw the effectiveness on it, at least on my behavior.
No, I mean, for
and,
sure.
And so it's like, I don't really know. And again, I don't plan on using it or incorporating it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
But there's clearly what the punishment systems in schools currently in the United States are not effective.
No.
I mean, it was honestly shocking. We're in Utah, which is like a tame cultural environment. Sure. And it's still the level of disrespect, disruption was crazy to me. It blew my mind that, I mean, and this is coming from someone that would like...
Yeah.
I was, you know...
You were.
I was that cheeky kid in school, but comparatively, I was like, well, I still had like a wink and a nod relationship with the teacher.
Right,
you know, as in like, you know, I knew he liked me. I liked the teacher, but it was just kind of like, here's a moment. I'm going to give you a little bit of a pushback here. And some teachers actually liked it in their, you know.
Yeah. I mean.
Some teachers.
For some reason, like hearing you talk about it again, just makes me like resist it. Be like, no. It's actually just wrong. You can't do corporal punishment in school. There's so many reasons why you can't. Especially when something like this, where it's like your parents can opt you in or opt you out. So not everyone is even being disciplined in the same way. It's super, I mean, I just feel like it's organized chaos. It's super unfair. I feel like you could traumatize a kid. If a kid is getting abused at home, I mean, how likely is it that that parent believes that that's an okay way to parent? They're going to opt them into that kind of thing. And then it just perpetuates that, like, this kind of treatment of a child is okay because they're a child and they're too stupid or too young to like learn any other way.
Yeah, I agree on that. And that goes back to, I think, to my original thoughts on it. My first thoughts on it, which was just that it's so easily, the system of corporal punishment is so easily abused. That I'm assuming that's probably why it was done away with in the first place, is that there was just probably a lot of child, probably also one, studies that this is not the most effective type of punishment, and two, there was probably a lot of child abuse actually happening.
No, for sure. And I do think it's like an undue burden to place on the teachers now. Now, I mean, the teachers, they go through so much, man. Like they go through all this education and then they go and the amount of stuff they have to do, they get like no money in this country as well. Like they're going there to educate kids. Now it's also your job to kind of parent them, and you need to do it in this specific way if they've opted in. Like it's, you're either going to get an adult that doesn't really want to be doing that, or you're going to get an adult who does. And like in either way, it's not a good situation. Like if you have an adult that's like really happy to dole out these paddles, like that's weird. Then when you have adults who are like, I don't really want to be doing this, but now apparently it's part of my job.
Yeah, agreed. But so this is probably a pendulum swing back from what we're seeing, which is it's gone so far down this other road of trying to protect children from child abuse and the sort of discipline, that now it's swinging back where some people are now going, well, let's bring back corporal punishment because clearly the way we've been going isn't working. Which again, maybe not the right solution. And I feel
it's
like
a stupid solution. Yeah.
And
that's me, not you.
Yeah. I feel like we're going back down this pendulum swing the other way, is because we haven't really solidified a good alternate solution to the road we're going down.
Well, I can tell you a couple of things that I just know, like long term, will make a difference, is paying teachers more, hiring more teachers so that there's less students to teacher ratio, so that they actually do have the bandwidth and the space to pay closer attention to kids that are struggling, that are with behaviors, taking time to talk with them like we do with our child. I think like investing in like a lot more therapists and counselors in the class as well, so that like if they're disrupting, like, and you're like, hey, you need to leave the class because you're not here to learn right now, there's a really effective place for them to go and work with an adult who is literally trained to help a child process that and then learn that behavior. Like, I think these are things that could make a huge difference down the road. Like, obviously, is that going to immediately change the behavior of all the kids and the respect levels? No. But if you start now, then I do think in a few years, like that will come with huge results. That's my thought.
Yeah, it's just a lot of resources. So I think that's the way to go. I don't know how to change it. I don't know how to get more money into public schools. Mm. I know I mean, me and you have already spoken about public schools, and I'm not a fan of public schools here in the US. So,
which is sad because, like,
yeah,
I don't know. It feels, it's like hard that where there's not a great option, like there's drawbacks to every option. Whereas, like, I do think like British schooling systems, even like today, I don't think they do corporal punishment, but there is still that level of respect. So one, it's just quickly learned behavior that's modeled by all the other students from when they're very small that they just take up with them into high school. So that's one thing I think that could help too, is to like create a greater culture of respect towards teachers and parents, how they talk about teachers and interact with teachers. I think their kids are watching. So if like a parent is going to take their kid's side every time or like condone behavior or whatever, that's going to trickle down into the student's experience for sure.
So if we were to, so I've been thinking about how do we conclude these chats? Cause I know me and you will end up going
three
3 hours and then eventually we're like, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. And I don't want to end the podcast like that.
Well, good night. It's late.
So I had an idea.
Okay.
So to kind of like tie this in a bow, I kind of try to imagine like, how would you broach this conversation with your dad?
Ooh.
Because there's a lot of context, I guess, with that.
Why don't you describe my dad? I would love for you to describe my dad.
He loves to challenge his kids. He loves to have
debates.
That's a word to describe it.
Yeah.
So you guys will have a debate, and they can become pretty emotional, I guess is a good word.
Yeah.
Okay. But you guys are never on the same page. So that's why.
Like never, yeah.
Never. So that's what I was thinking. It's like if you could say, like, if you figured out a way that you would say this to your dad, that means that you have figured out a way to how to say a full stop on, like, what's the problem? What's the, like, where do we go from here? I'd love to hear that.
Or just, like,
yeah,
like my thing on, this is my thoughts on this subject.
The end.
The end.
We're done.
You don't get
We're not arguing anymore, and we're going back to eating Sunday dessert.
Can that be a part of the podcast too? I get sugar afterwards. I'm rewarded with chocolate mousse or
There's
something.
There's literally chocolates like 6 feet away from you.
Perfect.
You can have as many as you want.
I just want it on record that that's the tradition.
Okay.
Okay. How would I tie this in a bow to my dad?
To your dad.
So it's not to broach the subject for us to talk about it. It's just, Dad, this is my opinion on corporal punishment in schools.
Yeah, now that we've had a discussion about it, we've kind of like explored some thoughts about it. Yeah,
okay. I would say that my opinion on especially the school district and reintroducing corporal punishment, especially when it's opt-in, opt-out, I think it's a terrible idea. And I think it's a terrible idea because I do think number one for children is safety. I don't think there's a way to guarantee the safety of kids. It doesn't actually result in the actual change that I think these adults want, which is like respect and stuff. And I think that instead we should focus on allocating more funding to education and looking to professionals to help us use that funding to actually effectively, like, I think people need to sit down and be like, what is actually important to us? What is our problem with things right now? And then make sure that the money is put towards actually making those changes based on data evidence.
Awesome. I love it.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I just think it's so stupid. I'm like, what are we in, like, 1970? No, we're not.
What year is it?
It's 2022.
It's 2022. Well, I appreciate that. It's been good to chat about it.
Yeah.
I don't have a strong opinion still.
What? still, I didn't convince you.
No, I have an opinion, but I don't have a strong enough opinion to be like it's stupid. But I do.
Oh, okay.
What I would like is I would like there to be a lot more resources pushed towards public schools.
Again, the better solutions, what you're saying.
Towards better solutions. So we need more resources. So more funding, more, like you talked about this, you know, fictitious position where, you know, someone, you know, if someone's misbehaving, they could leave class, go talk to an actual trained adult that could help them with whatever problems that they're dealing with and why they're misbehaving. And finally, I'd love if politics was pulled out of schools as well. I feel like there's such a polarized.
We didn't even get into that.
We didn't even get into it, and I guess maybe a topic for another time. But I think those two things would make it so that we had a better solution than corporal punishment.
So you're, if I understand you right, you're not like anti corporal punishment so much as pro something better.
Yeah.
And I am anti corporal punishment and pro something better.
That seems pretty accurate.
All right, love it. Let me eat chocolate now.
Okay. Thank you for listening to
Babe, What Do You Know About?
If you'd like to hear more from us, please remember to rate, subscribe, and review.